Blog Talk Radio.
Out there, how are you today? I hope all is well. I'm not doing 100%, but I am in the house, and as we all know, the show must go on. So if I sound like, you know, a crackhead, more or less, an alcoholic, more or less, or if you hear a little cough or a little here and there, that's just because I'm trying to just maintain, so bear with me. On today's show, we're going to have J-Ma, which is an upcoming female rapper that's doing her thing. And we're going to have LBD, two females out there in VA rocking it, doing the damn thing. So I'm definitely excited to have these three ladies on the show with me tonight. Well, I said tonight, but today. I'm so used to doing shows at night. Forgive me, guys. Forgive me. I'm in a time warp here, okay? So basically, we're going to just make it ladies' day, and we're just going to have a good time. We're going to paint our toes. We're going to curl up our hair. We're going to put our hair in pigtails and have on our little, like, let's say, Superwoman. Remember Superwoman pajamas or Miss Piggy or whoever you guys like. Like, just pull them out, get them on, and tune in to the show because it's going to be a great show. I just wanted to briefly touch on a few things that is happening around the world, because I would not be me if I don't have something to say about the craziness that's going on right now. And that craziness that I'm referring to basically has everything to do with that presidential campaign that was going on, Herman Cain. Now, the thing about it is that, okay, yesterday he resigned and, you know, suspended his candidacy, whatever. My whole thing is, like, really, how many men or how many women out there have been doing their thing as far as, like, cheating and having extramarital, you know, marital affairs and things of that nature? And just because they're not in the forefront of it all, then, you know, people get to still continue to do what they do on a daily basis because there's no one that is, you know, out there in front of the television or whatever. But my thing is, how many other people in office, whether it been like running for presidents, which we all know we all of the presidents were adulterers, everybody out here, the priests that put holy water on your forehead and pray over you are molesting and raping. So why the hell is it that when a black man goes and runs for office, they try to do everything in their power to shake them out of office? So I kind of feel bad today waking up and reading that, because it's just like I just really felt like he was a strong person, even though I'm not Republican, I am Democrat all the way. But it's just the point that he was a black man that was out there doing his thing, and he just was snowballed by all of the accusations of being out there doing his thing. And like I said again, I mean, I don't condone if you're in a relationship or you're in a marriage or whatever you're doing, you're supposed to stay committed to that. That's granted. However, it's just human nature on some regard to go out there and do your thing. And that's just what it is. I mean, I've done my thing out there. I mean, I don't live my way like out there, you know, like that now. But just to keep it real, I mean, how many of us have not went out there and played around a little bit? Seriously, come on, keep it real. So I'll be the first to say that I have done that. I don't live like that no more, because I've grown into myself and realized that that is really not a mature way to go about handling yourself. But at the same time, we all do it. So people need to wake up and stop trying to snowball people out of office for the color of their skin. It's really not about who they're screwing. It's really about the color of their skin. So wake up, really, seriously. Come on, people have been doing this whole adultery thing since the beginning of time. But anyway, that's just my thoughts for today. So back on the show, back to the show, again, we're going to have Jay Ma and we're going to have LBD on the show tonight. So I'm really looking forward to it. What I'm going to do so far is I'm going to play something by Jay Ma, you know, and then we'll wait around for her to give us a call in, and then we'll take it from then. So we'll get to know Jay Ma a little bit better. Well, those that want to tune in is 818-495-6975. Call in with your questions, call in with your comments. The ladies are ready to hear from you, okay? This is Ladies Takeover Day. Be a part of it, okay? Become one with the Intune shows with Jay Ma and LBD. Tune in. This one is called Holding My Place by Jay Ma.
My crown, give me my dough. This is shock now. Didn't think I clown, didn't think I'll show. So they walk around trying to copy me like King Gold. But couldn't quite get it, cause I'm that missing link, yo. I be that Scarface Pacino, Papa Bambino, low and Jabro, bringing them C-O. Intelligent mentality, ghetto lingo. Up in the spot, ripping harder than jalapeno. Fall in the joint, sipping apple martino. Your girl checking me, your girl checking my brother Gino. Hole in the square, anywhere, I'm there. Prepare the lock, sit down, one chick. That's real. Feel the melody of my pain. Ain't it thumping like a guitar string under the fingers of B.B. King playing in the rain? I be that chick for life, holding my place and I keep it tight. Aight? Feel the melody of my pain. Ain't it thumping like a guitar string under the fingers of B.B. King playing in the rain? I be that chick for life, holding my place and I keep it tight. What's with these obscene scenes on the scene? Cause it's third world. I've been at it since that silly rabbit first trick. Rehearse this, mind rewind to reverse it. Get perverted, I fast forward you to your hearses. Ain't that thirst is drier than sunset sand. Me and my family, well, we came with good intentions. But it don't surprise me that you don't take this fight. You UIVs get you out of the way like Sam Free. Get your mind right so you can see it like I see it. Speak on me every night, they wanna counsel what I be it. I can't believe it, man, these cats picking their furs. I be only nerves thinking like where the fuck she get her nerve, man. Your conversation like you're hanging with some deacons. You preaching mighty loud, but what you preaching, it ain't teaching. Now you might get annoyed by my decoy, get no toy. Better believe, boy, my mind leave an absence employed. Wow, my next decision guaranteed to leave you twisting every moment while I'm sitting. See, I pitch another sinning and they see me grinning. Can't push the thoughts into the limit, now I'm forced to finish. Just like I said in the beginning. Feel the melody of my pain. Ain't it thumping like a guitar string under the fingers of B.B. King playing in the rain? I be that chick for life, holding my place, place, place.
Yeah, so that was Jay Ma holding my place. She's lyrically inclined for real, for real. So we have Jay Ma on the line. Let's pick up. Hey, Jay Ma, how are you?
All right, how's it going?
It's going well. It's going well. Thank you for taking the time out to come on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, not at all. Appreciate you having me.
Definitely. So I've listened to just like almost everything that you have out there right now, and I'm really feeling you. I even was listening to you at an artist showcase because I happen to have my laptop with me, and I was playing, you know, some of the stuff that you have on YouTube, and he was like, who's that? Who's that? And I'm just like, yeah, that's Jay Ma. Like, we go way back since, like, we were kids. I'm like, yeah, that's Jay Ma. You know, she's going to be on my show. And they was like, oh, why? I'm going to tune into that one. I'm like, definitely. So, you know, with that being said, it's just like the way your style, the way you carry yourself and how, you know, you come across with your style of rapping is very effective because, like I said, the computer was turned the opposite direction and I stood up to speak to someone and they heard you and they were like, whoa, whoa, who's that? Like totally forgot about embracing me and just wanted to look on the screen. So, you know, that's a good thing that people are, you know, hear you and then they just stop what they're doing just to like tune in to see what you have to say. So, kudos to you for that. But tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started.
Well, I got started just pretty much, I've been writing since the age of 7. And I got started pretty much linking with an underground crew in Chicago and just, you know, pretty much in the studio every day and doing shows here and there, opening up for a couple of majors. and just pretty much going in the studio and creating material to keep circulating out there.
Right. So as far as you said you started writing when you were 7, but how old were you when you actually decided to make this like your passion to just have it flowing? Definitely, like, you have a lot of stuff so far coming out. It's like back to back to back. So what age were you when you just started to, like, just go hard with it?
Actually, it was 15. 1995 is when I released my first single, titled Infrared Underground, and I had featured a Chicago artist named Nuisance on it with my girl Dee Dee, and we got that circulating underground, and it did pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
that's
I was
awesome.
15 years old.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I see also you had a lot of mixtapes out. You want to give us the rundown of all the mixtapes? Because, I mean, people would have to really get a pen and paper right now. If you guys are listening, because J-Ma has a lot going on, okay? Definitely run and get, like, a little sticky pad and start writing it down. So go ahead, break it down for us, all the mixtapes that you have out right now.
Well, it's just a mass of multiple songs, but every year that I put out an album or a single, in between, I always throw a mixtape out, and I have, like, you know, 20 to 30 songs on the mixtape. So, offhand, I just been, you know, just throwing them out there. So, I mean, you can catch about over 200 songs circulating out there, from Biggie's, Nicki, Like Us, from Nas, to, you know, just all type of, you know, artists that's out there. I just pretty much just take the track, just go ahead and redo it from my perspective, just to, you know, send that vibe out there.
Right. So tell us, you know, right now, what are you working on? Are you working on another mixtape at this point? Are you working on videos? Are you working on, like, what are you working on? Tell us.
Yes, I'm working on a mixtape right now. I have a lot of them uploaded online on YouTube from the new mixtape, and this is a big project. It's going to have like 26 songs on it, and I'm 4 away from the completion of that mixtape, 4 songs that is, and I'm actually working on the album, and which one of the singles is what I have circulating now. I'm going to be, you know, I have the posters being printed up as we speak. And it's called My Dinery, and that's going to be a really big project for me as far as which angles I'm trying to hit internationally with that. And yes, video is in the making, so we're pretty much organizing everything to make that video really happen to the best of our ability as far as being a very good product, a very good production.
Right. So what artists are you currently working with any artists right now on any of your mixtapes as far as, like, collaborations and stuff like that?
No.
It's just going to be all you, huh, J-Ma?
yeah. Well, I've worked with a lot of artists in the past. And a lot of artists would like to work with me, but I have, like, a certain, you know, angle that I'm trying to, I'm trying to just really focus on, you know, the noticeability of J-Ma in the public eye. So all artists is definitely welcome to get on any projects with me. I definitely do shows around the city and outside of the city in different places to where I open up with different artists. So we do collaborations, but when it comes down to the mixtape, I'll throw artists here every now and then, but lately I've just been just going in there and just knocking the projects out back to back and just
right,
pushing
definitely.
Them out there, because no one is, like, more dependable than yourself just going in there and just pumping it out. And me, I'm like a studio rat. So I get in there, and I'll come out not in late, like 4 or 5 songs. And I'm right back in there the next morning. I'll be in there at 6 in the morning burning the midnight oil. So,
I know, that's right.
So it's just more simpler to take care of yourself than to just run different artists according to different times in there. So, like I said, they're always welcome. But I like to get in there and knock it out and just push the material out.
Definitely. So for those that's listening and interested in working with J-Ma, she's definitely letting you know in a nice way, okay? She wants people who are about their business, okay, because she knocks them out. So if you can't knock them out, then just stay away. Stay away. Pretty much. So tell us, you know, what's one of your songs that you have put together that has the most meaning to you?
Oh, wow. Wow, because I have music from a lot of levels. You know, I have music from, you know, for the women, for the sexuality levels. I have music about the struggle. I have music about, you know, just soul. I even incorporated, you know, spoken word in a lot of things. So I have a piece called Biological Communication, and it comes from one of the aspects of how you was talking about when you first opened your show, when you were saying that your take as far as them snowballing individuals of the African community out of office. And it just pretty much touched bases on our people and where we came from and the strength that we need to continue to carry that was passed down from our ancestors. And remember that even though certain leaders like Malcolm and Martin is not here, that doesn't mean that that is a leeway for individuals to forget the struggle and how far we came, and just to continue to take that strength that's rooted in us and continue to grow and know that, you know, even though it's a new age, we are, we birth leaders as well.
Definitely. That's so deep. I love that you said that. And if I can hug you right now, I definitely will be hugging you. I just need to put that out there because it's real. I'm listening to you speak and I'm just like, you know, I don't know really what I was expecting, honestly, because you never know. I don't like to be judgmental. But you're very, very well-versed. Like, you know, it's just crazy because I wasn't expecting. I was like, I don't know what's going to happen, what's going to happen, you know. But definitely I love where you're coming from, and I'm definitely going to be, like, a supporter now more than ever. You know, I've been out there saying, yeah, definitely, like, a J-Ma this, J-Ma that. But now I'm definitely going to be a J-Ma fan for real, because I'm like, you kidding me? Do you hear the things that come out of this woman's mouth? She's awesome. You know,
thank
not everybody comes on
that.
The show and able to articulate themselves the way that you are, and I love it, you know, and especially, you know, where your roots are coming from and where you're really grounding yourself at and kind of doing your thing but still sticking to the root of it all. And, you know, that's awesome, and I appreciate that. So, yeah, thank you for shocking me today. Thank you, J-Ma. So also, I wanted to play another song, so I'm going to do that now. And this song is by J-Ma, Holding My Place. Did I just play that? I'm not even sure. Did I play that, J-Ma?
Yes.
I did play Holding My Place.
Yes.
So what's going on with my switchboard? I uploaded, like, all of your songs, and how come I only see two came up the same? Sorry, J-Ma, something went wrong with the switchboard. I'm going to see if I can fix it. I'm going to play something else in the meantime. So, y'all guys, tune in. This is cool. Something Like a Model by Xavier.
No way. You got it.
so, so blissed. Something like a goddess, I'm a high, trying to make them panties fall like August. And I'm trying to get you alone, we can kick it like karate. Girl, it's something about your body, something about your body. I just want to bite it, got a nigga so excited. But strike a pose, girl, strike a pose, girl. Cause you are something like a she brought a fucking boyfriend with her. But it's okay, it's alright. I'ma go get a number by the end of the night. And that nigga slipped up, took a break to the bathroom. I slipped up inside her and I asked her, excuse me, is your boyfriend boring you? I seen how you try to dance with him, he ignoring you. Then you should come with me tonight. You should come with me tonight. And look, I promise I'ma treat you right. Hey girl, it's something about your body, something about your body. I just wanna bite it, got a nigga so excited. But strike a pose, girl, strike a pose, girl. Cause you are something like a get off your ass.
No way.
Xavier, make it, take it, nigga.
All right, so that was a Xavier, something like a model. J Ma, I don't know what the heck is going on with my switchboard. I apologize about this. Like, all your songs that I uploaded are, like, all saying the same thing, holding my place, like, 10 times. There's, oh my goodness, something is terribly wrong, and I do apologize about that inconvenience, but
Right.
I wanted people to hear more of you. That's why I'm so stressed out right now, because it will not, everything that's uploading right now keeps giving me the same title, holding my place, and that's 10 times, so I played that song as like a little distraction so I can work on trying to fix this, resolve the situation, but it's really not happening, so I'm going to have to definitely put them on rotation, and are you on Reverb Nation?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to add you to the website on the Reverb Nation link as well, because that is kind of scary. I don't know what's going on. But, you know, forgive me. Forgive me. I love you to death, and I'll never do anything to jeopardize our interview, but this thing is jeopardizing me in our interview.
All right. Thanks a lot for the support.
I'm sorry?
All right. You have a nice one.
No, I wasn't finished with you.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying that, you know, this thing, the switchboard is jeopardizing me, but, you know. But I had a few more questions for you, if you didn't mind.
Yes, that's quite all right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I wanted to ask you also, being a female in this business, how do you manage to, you know, stay strong and build strong relationships in this business? Because, you know, as we all know, it's a male-dominated profession. So how do you, as a female, overcome the adversities of, you know, being in a business?
Integrity, morals, and integrity and morals is strengthened off of experience. When you stick with your integrities and your morals, it helps curb your experience because you don't have to make too many mistakes.
Right, that's so true. And what advice would you give a, you know, upcoming female rapper? The same advice, integrity and morals?
I would say don't, you know, and the morals have to be strong. It depends on what kind of morals an individual have. what they was raised, what kind of morals that they was actually raised with, and what were those the right morals that was instilled into them. So I would say, you know, not to compromise yourself and your beliefs, because your beliefs are who you are as an individual. It stipulates your character. And your character, like when a baby is born into a world, whoever their character is, I mean, they are molded. But, you know, their actions are just automatic. So the thing about it is your character and your beliefs goes hand in hand. And that taps into the power that you have as an individual. And when you get ready to regulate that, you have to stick to your guns. Because by your integrity going hand in hand with the power that you have, you got to be careful how you distinguish those parts, how you give those parts out, and how you let individuals, what type of parts you let individuals tap into. Because, you know, negative, if they can take away from it in a negative manner, then it will have you to react in a negative manner as far as what's coming from the inside of the individual. And, you know, you just want to just keep yourself motivated and keep a positive mind. You always want to stay productive, and you just you never compromise your well-being, you know, when it comes to your beliefs. I just say stick with your guns and stick with what you believe in, and most on top of be above everything, you must pray. You know,
absolutely.
You got to know who the Creator is.
Absolutely. Absolutely, that's awesome advice. And finally, I just wanted to know, did you ever think that you would get this far, or you would be able to accomplish as much as that you have accomplished in such a short time as an artist?
Oh yeah. Actually, I have a vision for a lot of great things that's coming about. And then, I mean, it's a given that, you know, you take one step towards God, he take two steps towards you. You plant a mustard seed, and he's going to, you know, grant you a whole field. So all I'm doing is, you know, I got a vision, and all I'm doing is putting in the work and, you know, hopefully reaping the benefits according to, you know, with the word.
Absolutely. So where can people go to find you? Because you and I are not friends on Facebook, but we need to remedy that, like, ASAP. Like, we need to definitely be friends on Facebook, because I want to keep in contact with you, because I feel like you're so inspiring and uplifting, and I just want to be a part of your world. So definitely let's do that. And then also give people all the social networks and, you know, places that they can definitely find your music and, you know, download it.
They can go to iTunes, CD Baby. They can go to YouTube. It's a lot of other places. You can just Google me, and it just gives you. I don't have a list in front of me, but those are just a couple of places that they can go to. They can go to Target.com, CD Universe. And they can just pretty much hit me up on MySpace or Facebook or anything, and I can get that information to them. But right offhand,
we can't even think about it right offhand. But what's your Facebook and your Twitter, so that way people can totally like look you up there and get all the info they need?
Okay, well, as far as Facebook, you know, just type in Jenny Shields and I'll come up. At Facebook, whatever. And then the Twitter is
jma773. Okay.
At twitter.com.
Definitely. So you guys, you know, you have heard a little bit of Jma, and I promise to put you on rotation, because her tracks are really, really something awesome, really something that if you don't know, now you know, and definitely something that you should have on your playlist. Like she said, she's on iTunes, and I mean, come on, support, go and get her off iTunes right now. I'm definitely looking that up as we speak, and I'm going to download some myself. I'm an iPod fanatic, really. I go nowhere without my iPod, in the bathroom with the iPod, not even playing, okay? So for all those that are just hearing about Jma, definitely look her up. Like she said, Jenny Shields on Facebook and Twitter. What is it again, Jma?
Jma773.
Definitely. And then I'll have further information on Jma for those that are lazy and don't want to do the footwork. I'll definitely have it on the Intune website, some information on Jma. And I also will have Jma on the Reverb Nation link on the Intune website, so you can definitely find her there as well. J-Mod, thank you so much for being such an inspiration. I look forward to everything that you have to come. And anytime you need to come back on the show to talk about any new projects, or just talk about, I don't know, anything that you got up and you made pancakes this morning, let me know, okay? Keep me in the loop. And definitely share all your music with me when you can, okay? Thank you so much for everything. You have an amazing Sunday.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye now. Yeah, guys, so that was J-Ma. She's so awesome. Love her, love her, love her. And when I say I love people, I just want people to get this correct, because I definitely had somebody just, like, Facebook me and ask me when I said that I love J-Ma and that I really wanted to be, like, immersed in her. Like, was it, like, a gay term? Gay means you're happy, and I try to be that way every day. But if you mean in a sense of trying, like, homosexuality or lesbianism, or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, that's not what I was implying. Anytime I show love that is genuine, and I get into people because I love to get into people that are going places and doing extraordinary things within their life, you know? And if more people kind of gravitated to people that were doing something versus people that sit around talking about doing stuff, then it would be an easy flow of friendship, and people wouldn't walk around so much talking about that they really don't have friends, or they don't consider someone a friend, they consider them an associate. And me, personally, I don't really have friends. I consider people my family. So when I say that I'm into you and I love you and let me be there for you and keep me posted and all that stuff, it's not because I'm trying to bag you, so to speak, okay? Because if I was trying to get anyone, male, female, cat, dog, I'm very direct, and I would definitely let you know that without a shadow of a doubt. But when I say that in the sense that you're my brother, you're my sister, let's come together as a family and help empower each other. So with that being said, okay, we have LBD that will be coming up on this line shortly. So until then, let's play a song. All right. So, Rashid, you was holding for J-Ma. I'm having so much switchboard issues. I do apologize about that. Are you with me?
I'm here.
Okay, so please tell J-Ma what you wanted to say. I'm so sorry about this.
Please, I came a little late, but I was hearing, and I just want to commend her for staying strong and having that vision and delivering the music that we need right now, because I don't even listen to rap music. I'm a hip-hop and MC, you know, but they don't play too many conscious music. And I would have to say, especially the way how they treat women in this field, you know, to stay strong and to give positive music, you really got to be strong. And I just want to say I thank her for doing that. You know, I want to be a fan, listen to her music, you know, maybe we can collaborate, do something, because that's who I am. You know, I'm a conscious, you know, MC. My next album will be called Dr. God Medical Music. But this is one for all the women who went through a lot of things, you know, all this rain, hail, snow that we face in the world. People's cold, score from the heart. Just want to say for all the women, stay strong. Just go like this.
Right.
The rain, hail, and earthquakes. You see the storms, all that mist, different currents, went from knowledge to born. Sun and moon tracking the power, different currents that swift, rotating and revolving. Can't get above six, it make a warm heart cold. I see the pain. I see the rain from the eyes they drain. Snowflakes piling up, got them caught in the storm. Got them feeling like a blizzard, now they wish it was warm. They hold the weight of the world, and only dealing with tons. You better get above that six and represent that sun. I turn ice in the sun. In a matter of time, from 32 to 97, 106 in the park. And I'm the reason for the season. When I plant my seeds, but you don't want to make it grow. Without you know me, and it'll need for high explosives. I'm coming in peace, even though all the brothers probably close by me. The rain went dry, the Johnson came, I'm the one that made it happen, and I take the blame. But when the rain from the buds, when the flowers to bloom, I see a rose in the garden. I think about you, I pick it up and I smell it, and I bring it to you. I let you know you're something special, nothing equal to you. It's not a planet but one earth that brings forth life. We don't have to have a ring for you to be my wife. We can marry our minds, we can flesh apart, and you will always be the earth, and you are the God. Memories, infinities, from the seas we share, the mortal will I call it, because I still be here. Look at the stars in the sky, it's you that shine, heaven and hell is out of place. But it's in the mind, so when it's cool, we're sweating and protecting your heart. I show approval is what I do, I'm enjoying it. And I got love for you, don't you know how I feel? And I got love for you, and I'll wait for your tears. And I got love for you, I'll be by your side. And I got love for you, wanna make things right. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Rasi, for calling in and showing J-Ma love and sharing that song with us. That's awesome. Where can we find that at?
Oh, I ain't record that one yet. That's going to be in my new album, Dr. God, Medical Music.
Oh, definitely. But, so tell us where people can, you know, find you at and, you know, listen to more of your work.
Oh, Jack on YouTube, Jackpot, J-A-K-P-O-T, 2K8. You know, I'm on Reverb Nation. Buddy Washing my law, you know.
And what about Facebook, Twitter, anything of that nature, of those sorts?
Washing Richardson, you know, I'm on Facebook. I'm your friend. You supposed to be.
No, I know, I know. I just want you to. I just definitely want you to put those out there because I'm your friend, but not everybody's your friend. So you know, people need to know who you are.
Yeah, I'm Washing my law. I'm a guy. I would listen to you want to be a friend with two with people who doing positive things. And I'm like, wow, you know, positive people don't get that much respect. You know, negative people get a lot of respect, you know. And I sit around, and I got the music that they need right now, you know. But
I understand.
How to get their time to shine. So just like J-Ma and a lot of positive people, you stay away from this negative world. And you should prove, because if not, you just won't fall victim, you know.
Definitely.
So, you know,
definitely.
I'm like, wow.
Definitely.
You know, to me, you got to you know, hooked up on your show and met you. I mean, you know, we'd have been doing certain things and, you know, as far as making it better for the world, but I'm always here, though. I understand, you know, as I listen, I'm like, wow, that's sweet. Just keep doing your thing, too, you know?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you, most of all, paying attention to the things that I'm trying to do out here. So whenever we could talk off air because I have another group coming up and things of that nature, so I want to be courteous to the time frame that I set forth for them. So we can definitely talk and we could set up another date for you, you know, for the future to come on and, you know, we can get more into you.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, so you want to stay on the line and listen to the rest of the show?
I'm listening.
All right, now. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, all right? You have a good evening, and stay in tuned. All right. All right, guys, so that was Rasheed. He definitely gave us a call, showing love to Jay Ma and all the ladies out there. We really, really appreciate that. We are just about up to have my girls up here, LBD. So exciting, so exciting. But before we do, let's listen to one of their tracks. This one's called Okay. Hello, LBD.
What's going on?
Yo.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, ladies?
Nothing much. Chilling right now, just playing around, getting ready to practice some stuff.
Chilling.
What y'all about to practice? Put me on, because I might have to take a trip and practice with y'all. What is it?
Actually, we at the moment, we're actually just practicing some little stuff. We actually listened to a little bit of Rihanna a little bit ago, and we figured we decided we'd play around with a little bit of Unfaithful.
Yeah, a little Unfaithful. A lot of Unfaithful.
Oh, wow, that's my song.
Yeah, we about to, I'm in the process of trying to put it on guitar, and LB right here is getting ready to do it on piano.
Yeah, yeah.
What? So let me find out. There's instruments involved in this as well, and no one told me.
It's always.
No one told me.
Right,
you know, this is what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know why I wasn't told this, but it's a good surprise, though. Definitely a good surprise. You know, that's kind of like, that's sexy, guys. That's sexy. You know, that kind of perks my interest a little bit. Like, really? Okay, let's talk about the instruments. No.
All right. Well, let's talk about the instruments. Just want to know. Just want to know what type of instruments you want to talk about, really.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk a lot about those because I'm totally into them. But let's start off because a lot of people, you know, that don't know about LBD, tell us a little bit about LBD.
Well, basically, LBD is a group consists of myself, Donnie B, and my best friend, LBD. And you basically, you know, it stands for her initials and my initials, and it also stands for Living Big Dreams. And we both, you know, come from a musical background, and we've always decided that music is something that's big in our lives, and it's a big dream of ours. So we figured to put our heads together and go ahead and create a group and put our musical talents together.
Definitely. So with that being said, okay, now let's move along to the instruments a little bit because that's still in the back of my head. So I might as well just go ahead and talk about that and get it over with, right? So the piano and what was it, the guitar? Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else do you guys play? Is that it or?
I play guitar. I play a little bit of piano. I played violin for 8 years.
What?
I also, Donnie B speaking, I've been playing the drums since I was 3, so I got a lot going on with the music world. I kind of just pick up an instrument and kind of teach myself.
Well, it's LBD speaking, LB, you know, I got to see those as well. I mean, I play a little keyboard, you know, I'm just, you know, playing rap, keyboard, you know, and I write a lot. I'm like the most amazing songwriter you will ever meet. Ever.
Right, and it sounds like it, because, I mean, honestly, if it was like, all right, me here in New York, okay, listening to this right now, I'm ready to take a trip, honestly. So this is what I'm saying, like, talent is, talent, skills, I mean, just diversity is sexy, period. That's all I have to say about that.
Appreciate that. That's mainly what we want to go for, bring in the community out, letting people understand that it's okay, you know, for us to be, you know, lesbian artists and be able to come out and say, hey, look, this is our music, this is our style, and we're not going to change for anyone.
Yeah, you know, try to get everybody to relate to it, you know, regardless of, you know, how we are, sexuality, anything, you know, we just try to make good music that everybody can relate to and feel us.
Definitely, because if you really think about it, I don't know why is it so cliche for it to be a lesbian group versus a heterosexual group, because there's people that have disabilities that's making it. Look at freaking Stevie Wonder. He can't see, but he plays good music, so no one pays attention to the fact that he can't see.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? So when it comes down to music, it's as long as it's a flow and as long as it's sexy, because, you know, Miss P like it sexy. I'm sorry, okay? I do. If it's not sexy, I can't do it. But at the same time, you know, I like to support everyone, but for the most part, anything that's sexy goes on the iPod, on the playlist, and it stays there forever, kajava, okay? I don't even know if y'all ever heard of that word, but that's my word, kajava. So y'all could use it. Y'all could borrow it down the NBA. Eva,
right.
Kajava. For real, and I go, and that's to say, just send me all the sexy songs. That's all I'm saying. Just send them all to me. I want them all.
We try to do a lot of sexy songs. We do a lot of relationships. You know, everybody goes through their relationships, and it's funny when people write songs about, oh, one minute they're in love, and then the next minute they had a really bad breakup.
Yeah.
But, you know, nobody writes anything about in between or really, okay, well, I'm feeling this person, but I don't know how to deal with it. You know, or when you guys break up and you want to say that everything is okay, you know, people don't write songs about saying, hey, it's okay to be cool with somebody after y'all break up. And that's basically what our song Okay is about. You know, y'all had issues, y'all had your problems, but we still cool and we still got love for it.
Okay, question.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to, I'm sorry.
Have you heard Slow?
Have I heard Slow?
Yes, our track Slow.
No, because you know what? I'm gonna fight both of y'all off air though. But I'm gonna threaten you on air. Does that make sense?
Okay.
You guys always sent me one track.
I sent three.
I only have one track. And let me tell you something. Before this show, I definitely scanned my email like a mad person. Because I said, let me make sure. Because I get so much music submissions that I was just like going through them. I checked all three email accounts. And I said, okay, this is it. I'm breaking them up. I'm breaking them up with one fist, okay? Like, how could they just send me one song? One freaking song, really? Had I noticed that a lot sooner, it would have been a girl fight, you know, really.
I'm pretty sure I sent three, but it's okay. I'll email you another.
And I'm going to email you the one that I got with the bio, and it was okay attached to it. So I'm going to definitely send that to you so you can see that I'm not bullcrapping you. Like, this is definitely what I have, and I don't appreciate it. Because I'm like, you know how many people I talk to daily, and this is the first time I get one song. What they trying to say? Like, I'll buy the CD. Where is it?
It's not like that at all. Hey, so you feeling no
attention? I'm just teasing you guys. I'm definitely teasing you.
At least that's cool. You know, I was about to be real sad. I'm like, I knew I sent you something else, but it's all right.
Yeah, we're going to send you the Slow. How you feel about okay, though?
Good, good. And I hope it's just like really just instrumentals too coming my way too, definitely. So I have a question for you ladies. Okay, since I'm into instruments like that, definitely. If you guys, if you either one of you was an instrument, which would you be and why? And before you guys answer, say, you know, until we get familiar with your voices and stuff, like for future shows and stuff like that, just definitely say who you are so we know who's speaking.
All right, so this is Donnie B. If I could be an instrument, I would have to say a guitar because I love the way when you play the strings on it, how smooth it sounds and how the instrument can be so versatile into different genres of music. So, and it's influential in music, period. So, and that's really what I'm trying to be. So.
I like it. And you?
All right. I guess I'm going to try to sound as good as she did. So this is LB of LBD. And think if I could be any instrument, it had to be the piano. See, a lot of people don't understand and know that the piano is still a string instrument. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you can basically play a piano on anything, any track, anything. The keyboard goes, the piano goes. So it's like I go anything, you know, it's like you have to feel me. I'm gonna help, you know what I'm saying? It's like you feel that keyboard. So it's like, you know, you feel me. You understand?
I understand totally. I totally get it, and I love it, and I appreciate you guys being like, you know, good sports with that, because that was just like a random question.
It's okay, we do random. Random's good. Oh yeah, random's good.
Yeah, you have to mix it up a little bit. Come on.
Always.
You have
always
to mix it up, definitely. I can't just be like, okay, so what inspired you? I mean, that's so typical.
Right.
You know, yeah. I have to throw something out there, but I do want to know what inspires you guys, and whoever wants to start can start.
You want to go first?
You can go first. I'm thinking.
Donnie B here. What inspired me to do music is actually, it's just something, it kind of runs in my blood. And, I know I was 3 years old, and I was in church, and I actually saw the pastor's daughter on the drums, and I was like, yo, I want to do that. And one day, he just let me sit up there and play, and I've been playing the drums ever since. And then music, I finally realized I never would like to let people know I could sing, and I wouldn't sing, and then one day, I finally just, you know, I got a solo, and I just, you know, never stop singing after that.
Mm-hmm. So if I asked you to just sing something random right now, would you be able to do it?
Yeah.
Do it. Do it now. No.
All right.
Do it.
Right.
No.
I guess I'll harmonize the
background. There's a song by Chris Brown that I like.
All right.
It's the one that he's got out right now with Justin Bieber.
Okay.
The one next to you, and it's I just like that song just because I like the way it flows together. So
Here goes a little bit of that.
Okay.
You've got that smile that only heaven can make. I pray to God every day that you keep that smile. And you are my dream. There's not a thing I won't do. I'll give my life up for you, 'cause you are my dream.
Yay! That was hot. I could never have done that, really. No, seriously, you would have to beat me into submission, because there's no way that I would have done that ever. But you know what? When you got the talent, you got the talent, and nothing will hold you back, and nothing did. So thank you for sharing that. That was so awesome.
No problem. Thank you.
Do y'all hear that? Do you guys hear that? This woman can sing a cappella, okay? Just by saying, do it. Do it. You see that? So if you guys see her out there in VA, just go up to her and say, do it. Miss P said, do it. And she's going to drop it for you.
I'll drop it for you. Do it now. Do it.
I was the joint back in the day.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Exactly. Look, I had to turn around. You know how girls usually turn around and look at their backsides when they're doing it? Like, do it now. I had to turn around and do that real quick. Like, uh-oh. All right. Now, don't get me started over here. But you're not getting away from that question. Tell me what inspires you.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Thought I forgot,
yeah,
didn't you?
I thought you forgot about me for a second.
Never.
Seriously, I think music really had to inspire me when I was probably around about 10, 11. I know, like, all my life I was getting into a lot of trouble. And, like, you know, a lot of people put me in a choir and put me here and there. And it was, like, throughout my life, like, music kept me out of a lot of things that really has me in the place that I am today. So it's like I probably couldn't even be at this point in my life if it wasn't for music. So that really inspired me more than anything.
Really? That's so awesome. That really is. You know, I don't even know. If someone asks me that, I don't even know what to say. See? I wouldn't even know what to say, guys. You know, I'm going to steal all of you your answers. And, you know, the next time I'm interviewed, that's definitely what I'm going to use.
What happened to me is, you know, I'm an instrument. And
definitely. Did you guys know that a piano is a string instrument? Like, I'm definitely going there.
If you know the
way. I'm definitely going to do that. That's happening. So, I mean, as female artists out there, you know, it's a male-dominated world, which I've been saying a lot because this is the first time ever that I've really had so many female artists on the Intune show. So I'm feeling really, really, really psyched about that. For some reason, I only had males. So it made it kind of look like I was like, you know, I don't want to put it out there, but a whore, like a whore for the men. You know what I mean? Like, and I just couldn't book anyone for some reason. It was like women weren't like coming into like failing me. I don't know what it was. Like, hey, no, that's okay. I'll get back to you and never get back to me. So I must say that you guys are like so awesome to me because you're like
Thank you.
The first women that I definitely had on an Intune show. So I'm never going to forget that. So I thank you for
thank
even
you.
Taking interest. I thank you guys for coming
thank
on,
you.
Being playful because I'm very playful and having
Not
such a great sense of humor and talented. I'm sorry.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
No, definitely. So,
opportunity.
You what? I'm sorry?
Hey, we definitely appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, anytime, definitely. So, you know, back to the question because I get sidetracked so much. I think it's old age, but don't tell nobody. definitely tell us how you guys stay grounded in this male-dominated, you know, profession.
You say how we stay grounded in a male-dominated profession?
Yes, definitely. How do you stay focused and driven?
I mean, I look at it like this. If they can do it, we can do it too. You know, it's a lot of things that they can rap about, you know, women and sing about women and why can't we do it? It's a lot of artists that I feel that, you know, that are out there now that want to come out and can't come out. because they're trapped inside their label and they're hiding from themselves. But I feel like, hey, if he can sing about doing this, I can sing about doing it. And I ain't going to let you stop me from doing it. Point blank. It's granted the male-dominated community, you know, and they're leading the way. And the women you have out there, you know, they're more, you know, I ain't going to not be out there anybody like that. I'm saying, you know, I like her flow. I like the, but that's just not me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just not my style, you know. I'm sorry. I like to sing and rap about how beautiful women are, you know.
Right.
How, you know, that's just me, but you can't expect other artists to understand that. Or, you know, it feels to me that there are many artists that want to sing about that or may want to write about that, but the way they are with their label or with their, you know, execs or their management, that will, you know, won't let them do that. And we already put in our mindset that we're not going to let nobody hold us back from doing whatever we got to do. So.
You sound good, you know. It's like, I feel like music is music, you know. I mean, if you don't got it, you don't got it. If you sound bad, you sound bad. But it's like, no matter, like, what color you are, you know what I'm saying, like, what you do, I just feel like if you got it and you sound good, shouldn't none of the rest of that matter.
Definitely. And even bigger than that, like, if you have something that you set out for yourself, then definitely complete that mission. Don't ever backtrack for any reason unless, you know, something comes up and you backtrack yourself, but you can always resume wherever you left off at. So even bigger than that, just stay focused and, you know, keep what you have in sight. In sight,
exactly.
If that makes sense.
I know a lot of people, you know, I know when people came out and said that, you know, certain artists were, you know, gay when they was underground and everything. And then, you know, once they hit big, they change up their style. And that's not me. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stay loyal to my community regardless. So, and, you know, when we do make it mainstream, it's LGBT all the way. You know,
exactly.
I'm going to stay loyal to that ground. You know, if that's my community that's helping me out, that's where I'm going to stay regardless. So I just want the community to know that LBD will always be LGBT all the way. We ain't going to let nobody change us for anything.
Exactly. So I have some questions because I posted, I don't know if you guys saw that, but I had posted this whole thing about if you guys have any questions for J-Ma and LBD, then so let me know. I also posted it, you know, on an Intune website. Here we go. Here's the questions, okay?
Questions?
You have questions. Are you ready for them?
Let's go.
Because whether you are or not, you're going to answer them, and you're going to answer them properly. No, I'm just
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so I guess it's one question, but you guys can answer both, you know, with both respond to them. How tall are you?
Donnie B, I'm short, so I'm like 5'1¼". I got the 1/4 inch in there, make me feel taller.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
This is the sexy LB. I am 5'6", so kind of in the middle there, you know. I'm not, you know, Michael Jordan tall, but, you know,
a little over average. Well,
yes,
this is Miss P, and I'm 5'5". No, okay, here we go. Okay, so here we go. I'm trying to read the handwriting, really. When you're not working, or in school, what do you guys, or if you do attend school or whatever, what do you guys enjoy doing?
I normally just like to stay home and, you know, play my guitar and chill. That's pretty much what I do majority of the time. I don't have any free time. Other than that, I'll go out and go bowling, stuff like that, you know, normal stuff. But I don't know. I don't really do much. Music is my main focus outside of work.
All right.
Right.
LB speaking. Outside of work, my free time, I spend the time with my girl.
Aww.
Really can't do much of that, you know, because, you know, I work a lot and then I try to, you know, get my music and everything together. So
Yeah, I like spending time with my lady.
That's where all my
money
goes.
Pretty much
broke. Oh, that's so cute. My lady. I like spending time with my lady. Okay. I like that, though. It's honest. And, you know, you don't have to do that. People come on the show and then they have cat fights afterwards because they didn't mention their girls. So, yeah, those things happen up in New York.
My girl knows. Well, that's why I say when I don't have free time, it's because she is my free time. So
I understand. I understand, and I respect that. So, listen, then I'm going to scratch this next question because the next one was, are you single?
Sorry, nerd. We love all our fans and everything, but, yeah, we locked down.
Yes.
I'm happily married.
And serious.
Aww.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So for the whoever asked that question, is a no-go. It's a no-go, okay? No-go. But still be fans. Still be fans. Still support.
Show love.
Yeah, it's definitely show love. Like, definitely support. Keep on your cheerleading outfits, but you cannot lift them up. Okay, guys? Okay.
Exactly.
Just saying. To the ladies. To the ladies.
Mom's Puerto Rican. They crazy. She'll carry
you. Huh?
I said, Mom's Puerto Rican. She crazy.
Your Puerto Rican wife. Your wife is Puerto Rican. She's crazy.
She's crazy, but I love her, though.
Oh my goodness! So is that like a warning to the women out here that are not dating Puerto Rican women? Like, definitely take note.
They're actually really sweet women. They are. They're really sweet until you cross them. So I love them to death. I've always loved me a Hispanic woman, and it's just when they get mad, they evil.
But you know something though, this is LB speaking. When you are dating a black girl, and when they go mad. They go mad. There's no turning back from that. I want to go mad out there. It's nothing to play with.
It's
like it's not a game, okay? It's like the Blair Witch Project. Remember when she was all up in the screen?
Exactly.
And you'd be like, call home, tell my mother I love her. Because this girl's about to go crazy on me? No.
Don't.
Wow.
We don't mind.
Yeah.
We do have an email address, you know, that our fans can contact us if they want to, but just don't send no dirty pictures or nothing.
Yeah. For those that's listening, you know, just definitely, they're basically saying that they have love for everyone that has love for them. Just be respectful upon approach. And that goes for everybody. You know, I'm big on that because of the simple fact that, you know, respect is key. Okay,
exactly.
is a deal breaker, you know. So basically, you know, I'm cool and fun with everyone, but I have deleted over 50 people in the last, like, 3 weeks, definitely. Because once you cross that line with me, you definitely have to go. Okay? Nobody's
exactly.
that essential to have, you know, with their little picture and their little status scrolling down the side of my page. No one's that essential. You can go. So
exactly.
I understand that, and I respect that. You know, you have to be respectful. I may be up there in a bustier, and you may see me in a dragon outfit like, arr, you know. But at the same time, you know, respect me, okay?
Exactly.
That's what's up.
Definitely respect me. So, ladies, where can people definitely tune in to get your music and stuff of that nature?
You can definitely look out on our Facebook. And then also on our Reverb Nation page, it's www.reverbnation.com/LBDVA. And you can go up there. You can check out our music. You can download songs if you like. You know, we got an email address. It's LBDVAMusic@yahoo.com, I believe. I'm going to double check. I've changed it so many different times, but I'm going to double check that.
Yeah, but definitely the Facebook. Yeah,
Facebook is the best way to get
the biggest one right now.
Facebook is basically the best way to get a hold of us.
Yes, definitely. And Reverb Nation, of course, too, right?
Exactly. Reverb Nation, definitely that's where you can hear all of our music. That's where all of it is listed. But definitely the correct email is lbdva@yahoo.com. If you guys, you know, have any questions for us or want to get a hold of us, you know, just want to show you love and show you support, the email that we, you know, we both check. So we will always respond to our fans if you have any questions or, you know, if you just, you know, want more music or, you know, want to keep up with us and find out what's going on. I don't do the Twitter thing. It's kind of, I can't get into Twitter.
We're
so
Facebookers here.
I'd rather hit you up on Facebook or, you know, like your status or something. But
yeah, Facebook is definitely big, so everybody go check out the LBD music page. Check out that slow and that okay, you know what I'm saying? We love the support.
Tell your friends.
And I am DeAndre Blacksmith on Facebook, so if you guys are personally looking for LB of the LBD, DeAndre Blacksmith, that is me, hyphen behind the E.
Definitely, you got to tell people how to spell it now. Come on. There's so many people with the same names. Yeah, you have to let that be known.
Oh, yeah.
So exactly. I love that you said that.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking for me, you know, this is Donnie B. You can see it's actually DeShannon Donnie B. Coleman. So just type that in to be able to find me. Just hit me up and let me know you're a fan. You know, I always support my fans. I always talk to them. You know, I'm real big on that. I believe as an artist, artists should be able to communicate with their fans and know what's going on and how they feel about their music. So definitely that's something. I have nothing but love for my fans. So you rock with me, I rock with you.
That's right. And you definitely just got a new supporter, Jane Cassie. He is the man. I just want to put that out there, give him a shout-out real quick because I went to your fan page. He definitely just wrote on your fan page. He said, coming through the show, love. I'm listening to the show right now with Miss P. He is amazing. He is awesome. He is the man. I actually had an interview with him yesterday, and I'm in love with him. I'm in love with him because he's just so awesome, you know, and he's like a soldier on Facebook. So definitely that's someone that you guys want to kind of like gravitate to, because when it comes down to anything that you're doing, he's definitely a big support system on Facebook, and I've met him a few weeks ago, like maybe 2 months, something like that. I don't know. I'm just crazy. But since then, he's definitely been anywhere I am on Facebook, anything that I'm doing off Facebook, he's definitely there to support it. If it's virtually and he can touch it, he's definitely hands-on with everything. So he's
awesome.
Definitely a good
shout
person
out
to have in your corner.
Shout out.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We appreciate
exactly.
that. Much love right now. We still, like we said before, you know, we still a fresh group.
Yeah.
You know, we're still in the process of, you know, we're writing and recording music, but it's still, you know, we do have our music out there that we just want to share with people and let them know. But we are still fresh and up and coming, and as much love and support as we can get right now, we appreciate all of it. So a big thank you to you. Thank you so much.
No, definitely. And if you guys, you know, it's like you have secrets from me, and I don't like it, okay? Don't keep secrets from me. Don't keep music from me, and don't keep secrets. And when I say secrets,
I won't keep nothing from you.
Okay, exactly. Because had I not, like, totally Googled your behinds today, because I was trying to put another person on to you guys today, she was like, okay, so where can I find them on Facebook? So I'm definitely looking for everything. And then I find a fan page. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, they had a fan page. How long have we been communicating? And I was clueless to the fact that you guys had a freaking fan page. I would have been blasting that thing all over the place. So
what are we doing with one of those pages?
Huh?
We're like, what are we doing with one of those pages?
I mean, it's definitely a good look, and I just definitely wish I knew about it because I would have been, like, promoting it. So that's what I've been doing since the show started or whatever, promoting the page.
Definitely promote our LBD page and our Reverb Nation page, you know.
Yeah.
We're getting up there just for people, you know, to find out about our music. So definitely promote that. Check us out. It's
no, that's definitely going to happen. But you can't, like, leave me out of the loop and then expect me to promote something I don't know about. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Sorry.
Come on, ladies. Dag. I don't want to come to Virginia. I do not want to come there, you know? I don't want to do it. I was there not too long ago, and I'm not really ready to go back. But anyway. I just want to thank you ladies so much for being original. I want to thank you ladies for being, you know, just so awesome, you know, being talented in so many different ways that it makes my heart, like, flutter with joy just to now consider you ladies family. You can definitely reach out to me. I'm sorry?
That's amazing. We feel honored.
Yeah, very honored.
Yeah, definitely. I have a caller on the line, and I'm definitely going to take him right about now before I get beat, okay? James, is that you?
It is me.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just listen to the show. I didn't want to, you know, I wanted to get in and show some
love.
No,
get in, definitely. You know what?
Before you got off the show, you know?
Definitely.
I was listening to the show, and, I mean, again, first of all, I mean, you're doing a wonderful job, but I also want to say to the group, you know, y'all are, I like what y'all are doing. Like, I'm hearing y'all talk, and you know, the movement, the passion, the power, like, nonstop. I don't care who you are, what you are. You know, hey, you know, we got music for you, and, you know, I don't care who you are. You're not going to change us, and, I mean, that's, I love that. Like, that fire, I can hear it, and it's awesome. It's good
Thank
to hear
you,
y'all
man.
Have my support.
Thank
no problem. So,
much,
if there's anything I can do, you know, or you know, hey, help, can you help us get some, you know, get our name out there or whatever, you know, hey, just let me know, hit me up, friend me, whatever, and I'm there.
Definitely.
All
definitely.
Right. Appreciate that.
Definitely, because I told them already, James, you are the man of, I mean, like I said, I'm in love with you. You know this. Your woman knows this. You know, everyone knows this now live. That means she is in love with James. But with all of that being said, like I said, ladies, he's definitely like a warrior on Facebook. So definitely support him as well and like his fan page. Listen to his music. He's hot. He's hot. And definitely, you know, just let's stay, embrace each other. Let's embrace each other. So the more people see that we embrace each other, the more they'll get it, the more people will start joining that bandwagon of embracing.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. So
you know, so
much
that's
love to y'all.
Much
I'm
love to you,
ready.
James.
Get
Thank
out
you
here
so
y'all.
Much.
See y'all's thing, but yeah, much love to y'all, Miss B, and much love to you, group. I mean, you know, LBD. I mean, all y'all are awesome, y'all. So
no, you're awesome,
changing.
Man.
Give me up.
We appreciate that, James.
Shout out to you.
Thank you. Dad, he's so awesome. Like, I don't know what to do with people like this. This is what gets me emotional, guys. Honestly. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like even when I'm out in the public, guys, like I go to showcases, people have me come on as judges and stuff like that. I get so much love and I'm surrounded by so much like awesome people that is just ridiculous. So it's just a wonderful feeling, like I was just saying in closing to you ladies, that, you know, it's nothing but love for you guys. And, you know, I embrace you as family. Totally. And you're always welcomed on the show whenever, however, whatever, to talk about anything you want to talk about, whether it's instruments again or whatever. You told me feel free to do that. And reach out and let's stay connected, because like we was just saying, like, you know, power in numbers, you know. I hate when people come on the show and you show them nothing but love and then they disperse and it's like, what happened?
Definitely that won't
what
happen.
Oh, yeah.
Is that not? Because, you know, planes, trains, automobiles go to Virginia, okay? I just want you to know that. And I will be knocking on your door, messing up that wifey time. The Puerto Rican lady will come out going crazy, like, who is Miss P? Who is Miss P?
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
I'll be like, bring her out. Bring her out there, okay? She did not hold up her end of the deal and keep me in tune, okay?
No,
definitely.
Oh, yeah, so, I mean, when can we get another one of these little, you know, talks, you know, little interview things like this, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, the next project that you guys have coming out, definitely keep me posted on this. And I just want everybody to know, you know, that I'm not going to be booking any more shows. Like, I'm going to have either set up automatically on the website, or there's going to be somebody that's going to be handling this, because I'm working on the magazine that I'm launching. So the next few weeks I'm going to be kind of like doing that, although I'm still going to be the host on the show. But as far as like scheduling and things of that nature, I'm definitely going to be leaving that alone for a little bit and focusing on, you know, the magazine. So, yeah. So with that being said, ladies, I love y'all to death. I love y'all like family. Stay connected. And we will talk as soon as you guys are ready. OK, not a problem. Is there any shout outs you want to give?
I definitely want to give a shout out to the producer that actually did the track okay for us. Shout out to AB. Well, we go back to high school. Shout out to my girl. Love you so much. Even though you're not here right now, I know you're working. But I just want to tell you I love you. You're my biggest fan, and I appreciate everything you do for me. And, you know, y'all be on the lookout for the videos we're about to post of We're about to play around with some music right now, so we're probably going to post up a little video, so be on the lookout for that. But I just want to say thank you all for listening to us and showing us love.
All right, this is LB. Go ahead and give a shout out definitely to the producer, you know what I'm saying? She definitely did her thing on OK and on Slow. Definitely got to give a shout out to my girl who's sitting right next to me supporting this whole thing right now, baby. And
shout out to her.
Shout out to the Intune show, you know what I'm saying? This was a big look. Shout out to James, you know what I'm saying? This is good. So, you know, show love to all the fans, everybody supporting it, anything. I appreciate all the love.
Yeah, definitely. And a shout out to you ladies once again for being such an amazing inspiration to me today on a Sunday. And now it inspired me to even do some homework. You know, something that I've been kicking at the bottom of the bed.
Right?
Now I'm going to actually go catch it before it literally falls and pick it up and actually do it. So thank you for being such an inspiration to me today because I needed a little booster. Okay. All right, ladies, so stay in tune and stay connected. Shout out to you, much love to you guys, and I'll talk to you babies soon, okay?
All right. All right.
Have a good night. Bye. Yeah, so that was LBD. Oh, my goodness, such awesome, awesome individuals. And we had on the show earlier J-Ma. Thanks, Jane Cassie, for giving a shout-out. You're such a wonderful individual. I mean, there's no words for you, really. There's really no words. I ran out of words. So until Tuesday, guys, tune in with me and, you know, at 6 o'clock, and we're going to do it again like we've been doing it, keeping you in tune with the world around you and the creative people in it. Until then, this is Miss P, and this is the In Tune Show. Good night, babies.
Miss P.
That's Miss P. In tune with me.